The lights of Christmas are glowing with a Christmas story by Brad Tuck on the Celtic Christmas Podcast, number 68.
Donnolly Glen, Donnolly Glen, Blin Ada Abbey Ugwain. Donnolly Glen, Donnolly Glen,
Welcome to the Celtic Christmas Podcast. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and podcaster, and we are promoting Celtic culture through Christmas cheer. And this is the final episode of 2022. Hopefully you've enjoyed all the episodes this year. Let me know if you have, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. And hopefully we're all ready for the holiday. You know, the house and trees are decorated, presents wrapped and placed beneath the trees. Cats aren't chewing on the wrapping paper too much. We are ready to relax for this festive time of year, and I'm really excited to share this final episode with you, and I hope you enjoy it. We started the show with Enda Riley with Ta Anulach Lin from his album Christmas Is With Us. It's an EP, and it is a surprisingly, I just did not expect to love it as much as I did. There's some really amazing tracks on some really good songwriting too, which is what I appreciate. He is a songwriter, and he did an absolutely spectacular job. He has a great story about another Christmas track that's over on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, show number 585. You should check it out. I highly recommend that story. It is a Christmas story as well. So go listen to that. In the meantime, we are going to continue on with Terry McDade with the McDades. This is What Child Is This from his album Midwinter.
Thank you. Oh ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. 'Twas a fortnight following St. Patrick's Day when across the thin veil the leprechauns came to Shebeg and Shemore to dance with the fae and join the fine crack until morning. Oh, Lucky was sitting and drinking stout brew when in walked two elves with green hats and red shoes. He smiled and he said, "Why, how do you do? Pull a seat up and drink here with me." Oh, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling, stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. The larger elf said, "Let me buy you a beer. 'Twas a great Paddy's Day for all that I hear." The other elf added, "I've a secret to share. Just listen, and the next round's on me." Lucky drank his first pint while singing a song. The second pint came as he was feeling quite strong, but the shot of hot whiskey made him feel all wrong. That's when the elf began to speak. Oh ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling, stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. Kris Kringle sent us to recruit by ourselves, but the Keeblers are busy, spew as freeing house elves. I guess what we're saying is we've chosen quite well. You're going to the North Pole with me. They dragged him outside, tied him to a reindeer. To the North Pole they flew to serve a full year. You leprechauns take note to Santa's elves and beware. Don't share in the crack of the fae. Oh ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. Oh ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy.
After Terry McDade came Celtic Christmas Elf from my album Celtic Christmas Greetings, then Cherish the Ladies with O Little Town of Bethlehem, the Ballantour Fancy, the Carry Reel, and Limestone Rock from On Christmas Night, and we finish up the set with the Chivalrous Crickets, a Christmas carol from A Chivalrous Christmas. Now, the Chivalrous Crickets also have a really good story that you should check out in 585. Those are some top-notch storytelling and kind of delightful look at the holiday season. So go over to CelticMusicPodcast.com where you can enjoy Celtic music all year long. There's a nice Christmas gift for you. Christmas is an interesting time of year for musicians. Bigger musicians are able to put together like Christmas themed shows, but many of the smaller indie artists, we create an album and dream of playing these shows, but the venues stop booking during the holidays. Many of them do. Christmas is a listening time of year for the most part, not necessarily a buying time of year, which seems odd to say, but when it comes to music, that's largely, I think, what it is. I don't know about you. Do you go out and buy Christmas music? With the demise of the CD, I feel like that happens a lot less. So I tell you this to remind you to support the artists that you love in this show. You can visit the show notes to find out more about the artists at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Then you can buy some music or merch from them, give them a tip, or even support your favorites on a site like Patreon. Speaking of which, thank you, Christmas patrons. The Celtic Christmas Podcast is brought to you by the kindness of Celtic Christmas fans on Patreon. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. Thanks to our Celtic Christmas producer, Carol Baril. Thank you, Carol. And you can join others to spread Christmas cheer by following the link in the show notes and supporting this podcast. Next up is Screaming Orphans. This is their version of Jingle Bells. It's from their album that they released last year, EP rather, Happy Christmas, Volume 1.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those happy J-I-N-G-L-E-B-E-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow.
Our spirits bright. What fun it is
After Screaming Orphans came Anne Roos and David Blonsky with the Cuddy Ran from A Winter's Dance. And just a week ago, Scythian released a new Christmas album called Christmas Out at Sea. This is a track they call Christmas at Home. It features Honey Day, Steve Reyes, and Therese Fedoryuka. So today's story is a story about the lights of Port de Grave. Or Port de Grave, I think Brad Tuck will tell you more about it. But Brad Tuck was born in Hans Harbor, Newfoundland. He developed a love for music early in his life. Residing in St. John's, Brad is the drummer for a staple of the traditional Newfoundland music scene, Shannon Genuck, and began a solo career in 2018 with the release of his first album, On These Waters. Brad was nominated for Traditional Artist of the Year at the 2018-2022 Music NL Awards and has released three full-length albums, one EP, and two Christmas singles. And he's definitely become one of my favorite artists to play on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. But now I'll let him tell you his story.
Hi, everyone. This is Brad Tuck here. I'm from St. John's, Newfoundland. Just wanted to share a few words about a Christmas song I put out a few years back. The song is called The Lights in Port de Grave. Port de Grave is a small community here in Newfoundland, and it's well known within the province because every year at Christmas time, all the fishermen in the community string lights on their boats. And it's a fairly big deal all across the province. People come from far and wide to travel to Port de Grave to see the official boat lighting each year. And I mean, children from the age, you know, from the time they're born, really have memories of going to Port de Grave to see the lights on the boats each year. It's a family tradition for a lot of families here. And I thought it'd be an interesting thing to write a song about. My girlfriend at the time, my wife now, mentioned to me for a couple of years, you know, you really should write a song about the boat lighting in Port de Grave. And I just put it off and put it off. And finally, I found a time a year or so ago to write this song and to put a video together for it. It's basically, you know, about the idea of somebody having to be away for work, away from their home and their families for most of the year, and then finally getting the chance to come home for Christmas time and to have that tradition each year to go see the lights in Port de Grave. And that's something that this fellow in the song is really looking forward to, getting back on the island with his family and going to see the boats light up in Port de Grave. So that's what I wrote the song about. It went over really well in Newfoundland, and the video was shared, I think, almost 2,000 times on Facebook. It was picked up by the local programming here in St. John's, NTV, and they play it each year now on Christmas Day, which is really interesting and neat, you know, for me to see Christmas Day and dinner with my family and to see the video pop up on the television is really, really awesome, I must say. And it just so happens that I have a 10-month-old baby now, so this will be her first trip this Christmas to go see the lights in Port de Grave, so we're keeping the tradition going. And I think the boat lighting this year in Port de Grave is actually just a week away, so we'll pop out to that and talk to all the people out there and the community and the committee in Port de Grave. The boat lighting committee has been so good to me. They shared the video and they you know, promote the song each year, and it's just gone over so well. So by all means, if you get a chance to come to Newfoundland, make sure to visit Port de Grave and see all the fishing boats lit up there. And even if you just want to check it out online, it's all over Facebook, and they have a website as well. You can go on and see the pictures. It's absolutely stunning. And yeah, if you get a chance to come to Newfoundland, make sure to check it out. Anyway, it's a song I wrote called The Lights in Port de Grave. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
Gently fallen and the nights are closing in. The autumn winds are all but gone. Another year is nearly over and I'm older though it seems. This Christmas I'll be coming home. And this time of year it brings me back to when I was a child. All the memories of trimming trees and dinner on the boil. Oh, that little town joy from year to year, where the waters gleam with Christmas cheer. So let's get the kids in line and leave our worries behind, for tomorrow will be Christmas Day. So let's take a ride, find peace of mind, where the boat shine bright with light. Thank you.
it's all laced in green and red. For me, it's been a while, I can't help but smile. The family's hand in hand, for a picture on this night we won't forget.
So let's give the kids a light and leave our worries behind, for tomorrow will be Christmas Day. Let's take a ride, find peace of mind, where the boat shine bright with lights in pouring rain.
They string every line with care and pride. The harbor's alive as they roll with the tide. The lights may fade, but the memories remain. For the more things change, the more they stay the same. Tomorrow will be Christmas Day. Let's spend some time and find peace of mind with the lights in all the gray.
So let's give the kids a light and leave our worries behind, for tomorrow will be Christmas Day. Let's take a ride, find peace of mind, where the boat shine bright.
So what are your favorite Celtic Christmas songs this year? I did something new for the podcast this year where I asked you to vote for your favorite songs in each episode of the podcast. Past favorites included Wee Banjo 3 with Joy to the World and my version of Frosty the Irish Snowman. Both did really well in the votes, and I really appreciate everyone who cast their votes for their favorite Celtic Christmas songs. But I would love to know if you found any amazing songs this year. Drop me an email, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And there is, of course, one more song coming up. But first, if there is a song that you loved in the show or any of these episodes, please make sure you add the song to your own streaming playlist or support the musicians any way you can. I have just one final track to play for you today. This is West of Eden. They have their new album, Next Stop Christmas. And of course, their track of the same title was on the past couple shows. So I thought I'd include a different track today. This is Over the Hills.
Up and down and along right from town, going over the hills and the fields, passing the bridge over Lanigan's Ditch and then all the way down to the sea. 24 puddings and 24 cakes, the caramel toffee my grandmother makes, cheese and ham and a hot cup of tea, there's some more will be waiting for me. In the air, to sit by the fire with a puncher of beer. It's that wonderful time of the year. Up and down and along with from town, going over the hills and the fields, passing the ridge of a landing and stitching and all the way down to the sea. 24 bodies and 24 cakes, the caramel toffee my grandmother makes, cheese and ham and a hot cup of tea. There's some more will be waiting for me.
There's some more will be waiting for me.
Thank you.
my grandmother makes. Cheese and ham and a hot cup of cheese. There's a more will be waiting for me.
24 puddings and 24 cakes.
The caramel toffee my grandmother makes. Cheese and ham and a hot cup of cheese. There's a more will be waiting for me.
There's a more will be waiting for me.
Celtic Christmas Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs and supported by our Christmas patrons on Patreon. Visit our website to subscribe to the podcast. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. You can subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. And best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through Christmas music at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Melikhanadeep.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.